All right, Filthy Phil, third overall. Good starts. Ran up front, led some laps. Nice work.
Yeah, no, it was good. The whole day started off good. Six overall in qualifying practice before the mud came, so I was actually feeling really good. First moto, I didn't have the greatest start. I was like 10th, made some really
aggressive
passes just to kind of bomb my way through. I feel like I stalked Maher for a good 15 minutes, and then I kind of screwed myself. I was two laps late on a goggle change, and I had to toss him and ride a lap without goggles, but I pointed to the manager's booth, and Bobby Hewitt did good to let the boys know that I needed goggles, and Nolte was down there and put them on, and Bloss and Caleb went by me, and I had to pass them back, and then Benny actually got me back again, and like I was just able to get by him, or as I'm going by him, he's pulling his goggles off, and I'm like, got you, you know. And
that's what I just talked to him. He said the same thing.
Yeah, I was just like, got you. And I slowed up a little bit just to make sure I could roost him even more, and then I see him, he pulled off in the mechanics area. So, but yeah, the first moto was kind of like NASCAR pit stops, and then second moto was good. Good start. Ran third for a long time.
Track was like decent, right?
It was actually, the main line was decent, but if you got off of that, you're fucked. But it was good. And then last lap, last corner, I had fourth, and I tipped over right before gravity came.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. And that's how Coop got me back. And I like rushed to get up real quick, and I heard the Yamaha second gear wide open, and Coop's my boy. And I looked at him, and he was just like, eyes looked like a deer stuck in the headlights. He was going to T-bone me if I tried to cut him off. But, so 3-5 in overall.
You've gotten Cooper back, though, a few laps before.
Yeah, I had just gotten Cooper back two laps earlier because he had pulled his goggles. And when he came up on lappers, he was screwed. So I'm like, just take my time, pick him off, got him, pulled away, and then, go figure. Last lap, last corner.
You've gotten third overall before in your career, but doing it in Dilla has got to be one of the highlights.
No, never had an overall podium.
I thought you got it, Glen Helen, you were overall, no?
Moto, yeah. I would have been a third overall, but I blew it with like four to go at Glen Helen. So, it's my first one overall, and to do it here is pretty, it's special. So it means more than my old man's here than anything, so it's cool. So got to spray him with some champagne, and I don't know. Kind of.
Why'd you say on the podium like I might not be back?
I don't know what I'm doing next year. You know
You're
what?
Racing.
I don't know. It could be my last Dilla. So it's to have it like that. It was cool. So I mean, I might go somewhere else to ride. I mean, the States is kind of ridiculous nowadays. You know what I mean?
Where's he been?
I've been here all the time. I've been here all the time.
Good.
Yeah, I agree. But they were chanting Filthy up on the podium. That was sick. So that was really cool.
You said on the podium, too, my old man tells me to go ride in the rain all the time.
Hey, last week at a local track at Walden, it was downpouring, and I went out there, and he was there, and he's like, you better get out there. And I had to do 230s in the mud, and destroyed my practice bike. I had to bring it up here. But, if he wasn't there to make me go ride the shit, I probably wouldn't, but he guilt-trips me into it. So it pays off on days like today, you know?
There was a certain suspension guy over at JGR.
Thank you.
And we were talking about you, and your results at JGR were slightly better than they were over here. But now this tips the scales.
Johnny, he always
I'm not giving out names.
all right, this suspension guy always sends me averages, you know what I mean? And right. Obviously, my first moto at High Point killed the whole average, but, I've been riding really well on the Husky, and things have been going good, and, today trumps it. Obviously, a lot of those guys are my boys, and, but...
Talking to Reed this week, and he said, I thought Phil would do a lot better on that Husky, and now here you are.
Reed, he said that?
Yeah.
Fuck, I thought we were friends until that comment, but it's not that I'm not doing better. The gap where I was from, like, an eighth to fifth, was a lot bigger, but now it's a lot smaller. You know what I mean? I feel I can ride the bike really good. Yep. So, and dude, it's hard like mid season like that. I mean, come on, give me some slack.
I'm with you.
It is what it is.
Did you thank Pulpamex on the podium? I'm getting conflicting reports.
No, because I'm not running a sticker. You didn't. I ran it for four rounds, never got paid, and then I'm like, that's it. Typical bullshit contract deal.
It's a typical moto contract.
Yeah, exactly. Break it whenever you want. It don't matter. Exactly. Mean shit.
Hey, we're all happy for you. Nice work. Third overall. That's awesome. Great ride today. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Cool.